To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To go, your team is your team of your 53.
I thought you pointed out a good thing, and he didn't answer it quite like I thought he would, where you talked about guys playing with their hair on fire. I do think that that's part of it, personally. I mean, I think that when you look at the beginning of the game and you look at the defense, the way they were playing, and you look at the second half, I think guys at the beginning of the game in the first half were playing with their hair on fire, and I think guys were just kind of content in the second half to do their job. And I think that things are different when you look at special teams. So, interesting conversation. There are guys on special teams that are playing with their hair on fire. Felipe Franks had a couple good plays and things like that, and we'll break into it throughout the show, but yeah, man, a lot of fun. Big conversation with Raheem.
I know that this team, it's basically 5 or 6 plays every single game. We've talked about that with Coach, and I've argued about it with Arch. You know, we talk all the time about, you know, you dialed up the right play, but you don't execute.
Yeah.
But this team was 6-3 last year. I understand once Penix goes out, why can't Cousins get dialed in? Is Drake just – we know Drake is a rock star. But the other receivers, some guys have – we saw Pitts get involved. Why isn't Cousins finding it like he had it last year?
Well, I think that there – first of all, I think that everybody got a chance to see what Zach Robinson's scheme was at the beginning of last year. And I think the more they learned about it, the more that they learned what the personnel was in, you know, the second half of last year, you were doing things a little bit different. By the time you put Penix in, I think that things kind of changed a little bit. He was able to make some plays that Kirk wasn't. I do personally think that Kirk is in a lot of ways dialed in. I think he's made some good throws. I think you do have to make contested catches in this offense, and wide receivers have to do a better job of getting open. I don't think you're seeing that. So I think that Kirk's played fine. There's some things that I hate about what Kirk's game is right now. It's one of the things I brought up to him, the batted down balls and the screen passes. You just can't have it. If you dial up the right play and the screen pass is there and they're blitzing you and you're throwing right into it, you got to get it over the guy's hands and you know, have somebody catch the ball and get upfield.
But when you're talking about the league, kind of seeing what we're doing, that gets back to some of the things I think Kurt Warner's talked about. Initially, the first guy was Orlovsky. He was doing those video breakdowns, and everyone's like, well, who's Dan Orlovsky? Well, he did play in the NFL. But it seems like the predictability, that's one of the things that Brew Brees talked about on the broadcast with the Saints, but Kurt Warner talked about it. So how do you get more adaptability to, I know, what's the phrase? Smitty used to say self-scout. So you're not doing the stuff that they can see coming.
Well, I think that I used to have this conversation all the time with Bo Morgan on the morning shift, and we would talk about people calling out the play calling. And my conversation with that always, it's not the play calling, it's the playbook. It's the depth of the playbook. You run the same run play. I mean, basically, if you're in, you know, if you're in pistol with Charlie Warner in the backfield, you're running the ball. If you're in shotgun, you're throwing it. I mean, everybody in the NFL could see that for the longest time. I will give credit. I have harped on Zach Robinson until I'm blue in the face on the morning shift, but I will give him credit over the last couple of weeks, you know, with Kirk in the lineup. I do think he's made some nice changes. I think they've had some wrinkles in the backfield. I think they've had, you know, pistol setups where Tyler Algier's in the sidecar and doing different things with some split blocking schemes. So you got to go out there and execute. And you got to have guys offensively that can create their own space. And you have to, you know, kind of know where your assignments are and stay off the penalties. We play station to station offense. That's what it is. You look at some of the other offenses, some of the good offenses. You look at Chicago. You look at the short burst, the short area, you know, quickness with some of the wide receivers. They can create their own offense. Miss tackle, step through a guy, spin move. We don't have that guy. You know, Drake London is that guy. He catches all the 50. He's never covered. But outside of that, you know, Bijan Robinson, you mentioned, I don't know how many more times we can give him the ball, but we need more people, the DJ Moores of the world, that can create their own, Amon-Ra St. Brown, create their own space, create their own offense. We don't have that. If we get behind the chains, we're cooked.
Right. And that's the thing we talk, like, I hate to already be looking ahead to next year, but with the loss this week against Seattle, the playoff percent chance was 0%.
Correct.
But that's why when I said to Coach, I mean, you're right. He had 20, I think it was 20 carries, two targets. I think it was four targets for two catches. Just maybe because Mooney is so inconsistent, using him in that role, having Algier in the backfield. I don't know. Just trying to find some playmaking to the point you just made, where Sills makes that touchdown catch 2 weeks ago, then drops the ball on the final drive.
Yeah.
You know, and we talked about Mooney. I Coach kind of touched on it a little bit, but to me, that's where we're at. You got a good route. You get what you're looking for, the way the play was designed, but when he runs out of bounds,
yeah,
on the touchdown.
I mean,
and that was a huge moment. Could have been a big moment in the game.
You always use the term comedy of errors, right? It comes from a comedy of errors. It's not always one thing. It's a million things. We don't have the depth, and I know a lot of questions have been asked about Kadero Hodge or Casey Washington being inactive over the last couple of weeks, and Kadero was back out there this weekend. But I don't necessarily think, Mike, that it has so much to do with special teams. I think you look at Devin Tompkins, you look at him as a returner, and you've tried to feature him on offense. I think he can simply do more. Kadero Hodge, he had the big play against Tampa last year on the Thursday night game. We haven't seen him offensively.
So
right?
He gets in the doghouse and nobody knows what the heck happened.
I think it has just as much to do with your offensive culpability at wide receiver as it does special teams.
Right.
And I know special teams is a part of it. You don't just pull a guy, a Pro Bowl special teams player, off special teams. But I do think that added into it, you need a returner. You need somebody who can make a difference on offense, a guy who can create their own, you know, kind of spacing like I talked about. I think Devin Tompkins has been that guy. I think they're just trying to find ways to generate home run plays and chunk plays on offense. And maybe Kadero Hodge just happened to be a guy that was a little bit in the doghouse. And then when he can't make those plays offensively, all of a sudden somebody else starts stepping into that role.
Pro Bowl, you know, special teamer, of course, made the catch the Thursday night game last year, you know, against Tampa Bay for the touchdown. So we know that's a playmaker, to your point. But just like everything else this season, something's just off by 5% in his game, so he's not on the field.
Well, and you know, I don't want to go back too far here, Mike, but this is the first time you and I have ever had a chance to work together, right? Which I'm really excited about. I appreciate you guys having me. I always said if I ever got a chance to do sports radio, because I did start dialing it in this town. You know, we were talking about it earlier, the old days, the old station, things like that. I played from 2010 to 2014 up here in Flowery Branch, right? And I always told myself if I ever got a chance to do sports radio, I would try to point out that a lot of times football is just like every other job, right? That you have Carol from accounting. She's over at Jenny, who runs the books. You know, Jenny makes an accounting error and costs the company $200. You know, you're mad at Carol because she's managing Jenny. And then all of a sudden, Johnny, who's the manager over the whole section, you start getting mad at him. There's just so much blame to go around when there's issues in an office building. And it's the same way in a football locker room. You know what I mean? There's a lot of different people to point at. And, you know, it's just one of those things, starting to iron those things out and make sure you have all the right people in the right place.
But to your point, it's kind of the argument we were making on Monday's show. It's just there's a malfunctioning piece of equipment in this operation. It happens to be special teams, and they just can't seem to get a handle on it.
Well, let me stop you right there.
Week after week after week.
And let me stop right there, because it's kind of what I'm talking about. I don't think you can look at it as a piece of equipment. To me, it's because it's – and this is what I always –
Or just the sales guy who always screws up the account when you send him out to the dealership.
Exactly. And maybe you have 10 years of history with the sales guy being great. Maybe the sales guy messes up the contract, but he can close on anybody, right? So you're going to keep him around because he can close any deal, but he's going to mess up the minute details every now and then. So it is – it's personality driven. When I hear Raheem, Mike say – you know, stats are for losers. I don't necessarily hear the actual stats are for losers. I just hear him saying it's not fantasy football, right? It's not like we can just plug this guy in. And on our team, the wide receiver actually has to talk to the quarterback. You know, it's not in fantasy football. So, I mean, it's interesting to look at this team. It can be studied, I think, over and over again where the deficiencies are, because they've gone from just having a couple at the beginning of the year to now it feels like almost every position group's got one.
And the worst part about – and we said this yesterday as well on the show – it's – the division is so winnable this year. That's the thing. Those five games in the losing streak, the Berlin game, just two or three plays is the difference right there. If Pitts catches the touchdown pass, if maybe you still keep rushing five instead of four and Daniel Jones doesn't pick up all that yardage.
Yeah.
The special teams gaffe, which creates the short field for the Colts, you know, to set up the tie. You know, I thought in San Francisco, the penalties, you know, too many men, not enough men when you got McCaffrey with the rock. That's why, you know, Barcells, the famous adage, you are what your record says. We earned that. We earned our four.
I agree.
We earned our 4-9.
I agree, man. It's been tough to watch. There's no doubt about it. Imagine doing the post game like I do.
Yes.
That's not a lot of fun.
It's kind of a one note. Hey, man, a guy, he's not a malfunctioning piece in the office. He's gold. That's Day-Day. You can join Day-Day, our man Damian, for Prep Sports Nation. Comprehensive look at the teams and the athletes making all the news in high school sports across.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Across the state, he's been a great resource with everything that happened with Gainesville over the last few weeks. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights right here on 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, we'll come back. We'll do the daily download. Talk about what was just a, man, no other way to describe it, a god-awful performance by Jalen Hurts.
Brutal.
On the biggest stage.
Brutal.
We'll dive into it next, live from Falcons headquarters.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.